Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting to say something like that because I'm a serious person.
But you understand when I say that, that's what the rap on you is.
That's got to be the most played soundbite on talk radio this week. Chris Wallace asking Michelle Bachmann if she's a flake. 800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Many on Bachmann's side are outraged that Wallace even asked that question, and many on the other side think it's fair and even appropriate. From MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell talked to Ryan Leza from The New Yorker and Howard Feynman from The Huffington Post about the possibility that Bachmann is milking this to take a focus off something else that Chris Wallace asked about.
There was a substantive question in there that the flake question managed to cover up for her in the follow-up coverage, and this was her and her family's relationship to government handouts and government subsidies, farm subsidies in particular. I think we have some sound of that from the Chris Wallace interview. Let's listen to that.
A counseling clinic, excuse me, run by your husband got almost $30,000 in state and federal funds. A farm in which you're a partner got almost $260,000 in federal subsidies. And over the years, you sought more than $60 million in state earmarks and more than $3.7 million in federal earmarks. Question, that's a fiscal hawk?
Well, let's go through them. First of all, the money that went to the clinic was actually training money for employees. The clinic did not get the money, and my husband and I did not get the money either. That's mental health training money that went to the employees. Number two, regarding the farm is my father-in-law's farm. It's not my husband and my farm. It's my father-in-law's farm, and my husband and I have never gotten a penny of money from the farm. Regarding the earmarks, I believe that the right place to build projects is in the state, and the states have to build roads and bridges, and I don't apologize for building roads and bridges.
Ryan, do her Tea Party supporters think that the employees at the husband's clinic, it's all right for them to get direct government subsidies?
Well, I would defend her on the clinic. I don't know all the details of every one of those, but if it's her husband's clinic, I'm not sure that she can be personally responsible for her spouse's profession. But look,
she does enjoy the income of her spouse's profession files a joint tax return with them.
No, that's true. But I would just say, look, as a congresswoman, as a libertarian, you are going to run up against these contradictions, right? Because you're always going to be trying to bring home something for your district. And I mean, the interesting political question for me on this stuff is how she's handling these little issues. And on the Wallace thing, I thought it was fascinating, just how she didn't really back down, didn't really say, oh, I accept his apology. In fact, I'm not sure her campaign thinks he really apologized to her. If you read what he said, he basically said, I apologize. You know, it was one of those, I apologize if you're offended apologies. And she's showing a certain toughness here. I mean, compare her reaction to this stuff with Pawlenty's reaction at the debate.
It's toughness, but also she's got a huge ego. And talking to people here who know her, this is a person who one of her weaknesses might be that if she's attacked, yes, she'll be tough, but she might also overreact. I think the gracious thing to do probably would have been to accept it for whatever Chris Wallace said and move on. Her very combativeness, which makes her attractive, is also the thing that she's going to have to watch more than the flakiness or the gaffes or whatever. It's the way her ego could take control of her in ways she might not like, the professional handlers notwithstanding.
Yeah, and I think she will get away with those answers on the pure socialism that her family enjoys. And those payments to her husband's workers are direct income supplements to herself. She'll get away with them as long as people keep asking the flake questions to deflect.
Exactly.
Up next, we hear from Ms. Bachmann about the situation. She addresses her critics next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Broccoli or beans? Peaches or pears? Choosing what to plant in your garden isn't always easy, but protecting your garden is. Seven Brand Insecticide has been trusted for generations to protect fruits and veggies from over 100 harmful insects, including Japanese beetles. And Seven is guaranteed to work or your money back. Hate the bugs, love your garden. Get Seven, available at lawn and garden retailers everywhere.
Hurry into the PetSmart 4th of July sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $4 on all varieties of IAMS dog food in 35 to 40 pound bags. No matter your dog's life stage, breed size, or specific need, PetSmart has the largest selection of IAMS formulas among leading retailers to help you find the right nutrition for your dog. Don't miss these 4th of July deals only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid July 1st through July 4th.
It's Macy's 4th of July sale. Get our lowest prices of the season on mattresses from Sealy, Simmons, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Hotel, and more. Get a Sealy Posturepedic or Serta Perfect Sleeper Firm Queen 2-Piece set for $397. Or a Certapedic Eurotop Queen 2-Piece set, $497. And get free mattress delivery with a minimum purchase of $797. Shop our stores, go to Macy's.com, or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's 4th of July sale. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon. Make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
Talk radio in review, focusing now on the presidential race, and specifically here, Michelle Bachmann. On Fox, Sean Hannity talks to Michelle Bachmann about some of the criticism she's been getting on the campaign trail.
You have caught the attention of the Obama administration. I don't know if you saw this from earlier today, but the Obama campaign responded. Let me give you a chance to respond. They said your policies would erode the paths of prosperity for middle-class families. They further went on to suggest that you voted for a budget plan that would extend tax cuts for the richest Americans on the backs of seniors in the middle class while ending Medicare as we know it. Let me let you respond to those two, and then there's a couple more.
Well, I think clearly what this demonstrates, Sean, is that the President of the United States is threatened by my candidacy. He fears me. He sees me as a serious, substantive competitor. I think he sees that I have a very clear path to victory for the nomination, and I think that he wants to do whatever he can to diminish me because he thinks he will have to see me in the debates. That's my intent, to take him on in the debates and to win and take the voice of the people that I serve to the White House. That's what I want to be able to do. That voice has been missing for a long time.
Well, it seems to me rather the typical predictable cliches, platitudes. It's, you know, this is now out of the 1970s Democratic handbook, but I want to give you a chance to respond. They further went on to say that you introduced legislation to repeal Wall Street oversight, risking a repeat of the financial crisis, and you voted to preserve subsidies for oil and gas companies, and you oppose making investments, quote, spending necessary to enhance America's competitiveness, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously got their attention. It's a pretty... Go ahead.
Well, it sounds like political speak to me, really. It just sounds like a lot of canned phrases that come out of the Democrat National Committee, and it shows that they're fearful of my candidacy. Clearly, the president is on the ropes right now. The economy is not doing well. The president has not delivered as he said that he would. I gave a quote in my announcement speech today, Sean. It was from February 2009, and the president himself said if he wasn't able to turn the economy around by the third year of his presidency, then in all likelihood he would be a one-term president. And what I said in my speech today is that I take the president at his word, and I think the American people are all too eager to make him a one-term president.
Speaking of taking someone at their word, NBC's Chuck Todd talked to Bill Adair from PolitiFact.com. He says that out of all the Republican candidates, the one who said the most things that were not true or are not true is Michelle Bachmann.
All right, numbers never lie, but when some politicians start quoting numbers, you know that's another story. And when in doubt, we turn to our man, PolitiFact.com's Bill Adair. You know, you're so popular with politicians these days.
We are.
Well, you've become quite the entity these. Let's start with the Michelle Bachmann, her first thought from a June interview in New Hampshire. Let's take a listen.
Do you throw a barbecue yesterday for the Memorial Weekend? It was 29% more expensive than last year because Barack Obama's policies have led to groceries going up 29%.
Boom. Numbers, 29%. How'd she do?
False on the truth-o-meter. That's just not the right number. That number comes from a New York Post story that looked at statistics for the New York area. When you look at national numbers, it's about 10%. But the other part of this is false, too. You really can't realistically blame President Obama for the increase in food prices. Of course, there are a lot of factors, transportation, right, demand, and the experts we talked to said, you know, that's just not...
And none of the healthcare costs, which is always something that these folks bring up, actually haven't been factored in yet.
Exactly. And so she got a false for that
one. All right. A second one that you checked was from this Sunday, a Face the Nation interview. Let's go to the top.
Under Barack Obama, the last 2 years, the number of federal limousines for bureaucrats has increased 73% in 2 years.
Numbers, numbers, numbers. Well, is she right?
Well, we gave that one a barely true on our truth like that. It's based on a news report that showed an increase in what the government defines as limousines. But when you look at the definition, it's a lot more than what you and I think of as a limousine. It would include law enforcement vehicles, could even include like patrol cars for federal police agencies. The other part that she does there, she attributes that part to Barack Obama. And when you look at the time period that's included, it actually predates when he became president, and it's not clear from the acquisition records that it was under his administration they were ordered. So barely true.
And you have a great new iPhone app, PolitiFact.com. I'm holding it up here. According to your app, you have checked 26 statements of Michelle Bachmann. She has had 18 of those statements rated false or pants on fire. That is, does anybody have a worse record right now of people you have fact-checked than Michelle Bachmann? That is just horrendous. Where with 69%,
well,
the statements she has uttered, you have said, are false.
Definitely of the presidential candidates, she's gotten a much higher share of falses and pants on fires. The one entity that's gotten an even worse record would be chain emails. We check a lot of these chain emails and things. But
I was just going to say, do you really want to be compared to chain emails
exactly
these days? So you're more truthful than the Nigeria guy.
Exactly. You know, there's no question. She definitely gets more false and pants on fires. Bob Schieffer asked her about that on Face the Nation on Sunday, and she really didn't directly answer the question. So I think it's an interesting thing. We're going to keep fact checking, and we'll see. Maybe her record will get better.
Up next, more on Michelle Bachmann's early success in Iowa here on The Countdown.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. You know we focus on talk radio and talk television during these hours together. And that includes today the field of Republican presidential candidates. From CNN, Ali Velshi speaks to Eric Erickson from RedState.com and Democratic strategist Jennifer Palmieri about the latest Iowa polls showing Bachmann tied with Romney and what that might mean for the rest of the Republicans.
A year ago, would you have even thought this possible, that Michelle Bachmann is in some places at least polling as a real contender to win the Republican nomination?
No, I don't think any Republican really would have a year ago. A lot of people were saying Michelle Bachmann who, but she's really started shining in the last few weeks. What she's doing in Iowa, I think the Tim Pawlenty campaign has got to be very nervous, along with the Herman Cain campaign. She is setting herself up to be the real anti-Romney candidate. No one thought she could be.
All right, what do you think, Jennifer? What do you think of the things that she's been saying? She talked to Karen a few moments ago about the, you know, these misspeaks, as she calls them, that she has. She said that her voters don't care about that. They care about somebody who can fix the number one problem, and that's the economy. Do you think that's true?
I think Iowa voters care about, I think they care about gas, and I think that, you know, she's a little more buttoned up than she used to be and a little more careful than she used to be, but, you know, as we saw yesterday, she's definitely gaffe-prone, and Iowa is a real marathon, and, you know, she's doing well now, and she's clearly very talented, but she's really very conservative, and I she's gaffe-prone, and I think as she, I would certainly not even write off people like Tim Pawlenty at this point, because as Obama showed, you keep your head down, you do your work, you do your one-on-one retailing in Iowa, and you know, you can really get ahead and make a difference there. So I wouldn't, I don't know that this is hers to lose at this point.
Hey, Ali, I'm going to interject right here, because I heard this report and I heard the interview, and y'all are dwelling on these PolitiFact things. I've got PolitiFact right here on my iPad, and I pulled up these. Okay, the first five on the PolitiFact page, the first one they said was barely true, but she was actually citing a media report. The second one they say was false. She again was citing a press article.
Right.
The third one she says, what they say was false, but they actually said that they weren't looking at her context, they were looking at her actual words. When you look at her context, she got it right. If we're going to say that she's gaffe prone based on this PolitiFact thing, then, you know, we really got to say it's the media's problem.
I hear you.
Problem.
We can agree, maybe there are differences in that, but the fact is we can kind of agree that she's been more gaffe prone than anyone else in the race. She's also more conservative than most of the
media. She's a very conservative view.
Because, for example, on Thursday, the President of the United States States actually said he gave a Medal of Honor to a soldier who was alive when the soldier wasn't alive. He had to apologize. And I've searched the CNN transcripts, and I can't find us dwelling on these statements from the president, just on Michelle Bachmann and on Sarah Palin.
So let me take you forward on this for a second, Eric. You are conservative. She is conservative. And guess what? Mitt Romney, there are questions about whether he's a committed conservative. There are questions about John Huntsman. Right. There are questions about Tim Pawlenty. So the bottom line is, She is a dyed-in-the-wool conservative.
Yeah, she absolutely right. is. And so I'm just wondering why everyone's dwelling on these gaffes that she made when what she did was cite media reports that happened to be wrong.
Talk host Dave Buzz thinks Chris Wallace's flake question and all the attention he's getting is pretty outrageous.
I mean, I just found that question outrageous. You got Obama making making several gaffes. What, he thought there's 57 states. He was giving an award for the Medal of Honor, and he's speaking as though the recipient was still alive when they were not. We got a vice president who makes up wars out of whole cloth and thinks the stereotypical 7-Eleven owner is a good subject for his ad lib commentary. And he's never asked, Wallace has never asked that kind of question.
Are you a flake?
I usually enjoy Wallace's show, and he has put out an apology. It's on FoxNews.com, where he apologizes for the question. But I'm not one to generally throw the sexist card out there, but I thought it might be. You could ask, you've made some gaffes in the past. Well, who hasn't? How have you changed? Well, I don't even know how. There's all kinds of ways you can ask a question about how you'll be able to appeal to a broader audience without saying, are you a flake?
Coming up, we are going to listen to some of the other Republican candidates up next on the Talk Radio Review.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three less things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just code up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here with breaking news. Let's go to Jim in the chopper.
Hey, Flo, looks like Progressive is offering the Snapshot discount. It's their biggest discount ever. Should be huge.
That's big, Jim. But what's with the chopper?
What do you mean? It's a chopper. Choppers are sweet.
They kind of are.
The Snapshot discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-0976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen back here in this half hour. We get started with more on the field of Republican presidential candidates. Host Frank Beckman speaking to Newt Gingrich about the issues he thinks voters are most concerned about.
What are the issues that you're finding Americans are most engaged in as it relates to the national political scene?
Well, one of the reasons that I wrote A Nation Like No Other is because I thought there'd be three big themes for next year. The first is economics and jobs, part of the value of housing, and then about half of Obamacare is an economic issue. The second is American exceptionalism versus European socialism, and the other half of Obamacare comes under that. Are you, in fact, a free person, or are you a subject of the state? Can you and your doctor make decisions, or should bureaucrats and interest groups in Washington make decisions? And the third topic is going to be national and homeland security, including control of the border. Now, I think that 90% of the campaign can be captured inside the economy, American exceptionalism, and national and homeland security. And I think that it's very important for people to recognize how big the choices are. You have in Washington today, President Obama and his team are for a European socialist centralized bureaucracy model of very high taxes, relatively slow growth, if any growth at all, and government taking care of everybody, but government also then controlling everyone's lives. You also have a model that says that you're not smart enough to handle your own health care, so some bureaucrat in Washington is going to handle it for you. And you have a model which says we can cut defense, we can make the world weaker. I mean, we can make the U.S. weaker because somehow the world's going to be okay. And I think that's a very, very dangerous gamble.
On a micro issue, should the GOP have walked out of those budget talks, Newt?
Yes, I think that what Majority Leader Cantor did was exactly right, because it sent the signal Republicans are not going to raise taxes in the middle of a recession and kill jobs. And I think that's exactly the signal they should have sent.
And Newt, if you would, before you go, give us an update on the status of your own campaign. We've heard so much about the defections from the staff. Where do you sit right now? And for your supporters, reassure them about concerns of turmoil inside the campaign.
Yeah, I always remind people that Ronald Reagan had 13 senior staff resign the morning of the New Hampshire primary in 1980, and within 2 weeks, his new campaign manager, Bill Casey, had laid off 100 additional campaign workers. This kind of change is not radically different. John McCain went through the same thing in 2007 and went on to win the nomination. I am in this all the way. I think the big solutions we're developing, people can see at newt.org, our campaign website, which is just my first name, newt.org. I've got 16 days in Iowa in July and August campaigning, and I'm also in South Carolina and in New Hampshire. We're out raising money and we're out putting together a campaign. It has been difficult because the elite news media, I think partially because they recognize how deeply committed I am to change in Washington, have done everything they could to drive me out of the race. But I'm here and I'm here to stay, and I think we have a very real chance by the time this is over of winning the nomination.
In Iowa, host Jan Michelson with Tim Pawlenty about his recent address on foreign policy.
You delivered, or I'm not sure if you have or you're going to be delivering, a foreign policy address to the Council on Foreign Relations. Is that?
I just finished it, Jan. Just finished it, and a couple of the key things from the speech were this: that with President Obama, and frankly with some in the Republican Party, there seems to be a declinist or withdrawal or retrenchment attitude about our role in the world, not just limited to Afghanistan, but more broadly. And we have tremendous challenges and opportunities and responsibilities, particularly in the wake of the Arab Spring. And now is not the time to shrink from that. And so we presented a speech that encourages and hopefully inspires people to keep a commitment to America leading the world for freedom and for human rights and our values and our security interests, and not shrink from it.
Speaking of our commitment in Afghanistan, I just read that our pullback President Obama is doing, even after the pullback, we will still have more people committed to Afghanistan than under George Bush.
Well, I think it'll be down to about 68,000 after this first phase of the pullback. But more troubling to me, Jan, is this. Look, I'm not saying we should be there in nation building for some extended period of time. But when you have General Petraeus, the most knowledgeable, effective military leader in the modern history of the country, suggesting that this increment of troops stay a little while longer until we can get the volume and quality of the Afghan security forces up a bit more, and the president declines that recommendation and then times the withdrawal coincidentally to what appears to be highly correlated to the campaign and the election deadline, that troubles me a great deal. And I really think that what he's done is politicized the decision in this regard. And again, I'm not for nation building indefinitely in Afghanistan. I'm just saying the next increment of progress was identified and was within reach, and it looks like he is pulling short of that goal because of a political schedule.
Up next, we shift our focus to the debate over the budget and the debt ceiling. Something new and different? Not on the Talk Countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G, EICO.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
Sarah Johnson, military wife and mother.
My husband is the one serving, but I'm in charge of everything else. Don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of him and what he's doing in Afghanistan, but it's tough, emotionally and financially. Thank God for the VFW Military Assistance Program. They stepped in, made some house payments, and allowed my husband to concentrate on keeping our country safe. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Doug Steffen here with Andrea, or I refer to her as Angria Mitchell, here with Major Garrett from the National Journal about the battle in Washington focusing on the debt.
We've seen a lot of posturing, and we're going to continue to see posturing, and the president is going to meet tomorrow, he says now, with Senate Democrats. How would you game the game of these budget talks right now?
I'll tell you this, Andrea. I've covered a lot of games in Washington, and usually you talk to people very smart on the inside who can't see a way out presently, but they can see a way out eventually. I'm not having those conversations because people can't see a way out. The differences are entrenched and they're deepening on the revenue side for Republicans and on the spending side for Democrats, meaning Democrats don't want to go any farther on spending cuts until Republicans commit to higher taxes. Republicans refuse to commit to higher taxes. There are very few days in this coming month when Republicans and Democrats are actually going to be in Washington together in the House and Senate. And not only is time running out, philosophical differences are deepening. And I really do think, and I wrote this in the National Journal Daily on Monday, that Congress is going to have to go through something like a TARP experience, where something comes to the floor, it loses, there's a massive market sell-off, an economic reaction that sort of shakes people out of either their philosophical predilections or their lethargy, and then the deal gets done. I really don't see any other option because no one is interested in a short-term deal, and differences are not narrowing. They have narrowed some, but on the biggest, most central questions to resolving this, they're deepening.
I mean, the Democrats say, why should we put skin in the game?
Right. There's a difference. There's a fundamental difference about what the give is. Republicans say the give is we're going to vote to increase the debt ceiling. Democrats say that's not a give. That's governing. You should talk about tax increases. Republicans say no. Raising the debt ceiling is our give, and that's it. That's all you're going to get from us, and what we want from you is massive spending cuts. And Democrats say we'll go on some spending cuts, but we're not going to go entirely. We're not going to have a ratio that's 100 spending cuts to zero tax increases.
And the other piece of this, fundamental to this, is the definition of what is, of what revenue
is a tax increase.
What is a tax increase? What
is
revenue?
Is it a user fee? About the only thing I can see Republicans agreeing to are some nominal low-level annual user fees, which would put the revenue to spending cut ratios probably at 8 or 9 or 10 to 1. Can you get that through the House? Can you get any House Democratic votes for that? Can you get 60 votes in the Senate for that? I don't think so. And the practical reality is, you can't get House Republicans to vote for tax increases. You can't pass tax increases there. Without tax increases, you can't get 60 votes in the Senate. That's why I see these two sides completely entrenched and immovable, unless there is some outside force. And the outside force could be stock values related to millions of Americans, investment accounts, 401k, 529Bs, all these other instruments that people use to plan their financial futures, possibly being jeopardized because Washington can't get out of its various trenches. That's what it looks like to me right now.
Here's radio man Garland Robinette talking to economist Bill Barnett about what happens if Congress doesn't vote to raise the debt ceiling.
I get so confused with this. On one side, you know, I hear Timothy Geithner and Bernard Bernanke all say, we're going to go off the end of a cliff. Warren Buffett says, nah, no problem at all. And so many people that I've talked to in the political arena that said, you know, come on, Carl. In World War II, we had a percent of debt to GDP of 210%, much more than we have now, and we recovered just fine. Help me. Where are we?
Well, we're in deep doo-doo, but whether they pass the increase in the debt ceiling or not is not the end of the world. In this sense, that if they don't pass the debt increase, the debt ceiling increase, it's not like we're not going to pay our debts. The government's collecting tax revenues every moment of every day from you, from me, from everybody else. You're still paying your withholding, aren't you? And your Social Security and your Medicare. Okay, so am I. We're all paying all those taxes. Corporations are paying those taxes. So the government has money. If the debt ceiling is not increased, what it's going to mean is that they don't have enough money to pay all of their bills, because they can't borrow more to pay some of their bills. And so then the government, and this is the executive branch that will make the decision, that is Obama, will have to decide who gets paid and who doesn't, just as you would do with your own household budget. If you didn't have enough money to pay all your bills, you'd have to pick and choose among your creditors, right? Now, Obama, my guess is, being a politically astute man, what he's going to do is choose to withhold payments from those places which will cause the most pain and that he can blame on the Republicans. I mean, that's just smart politics. And I'm not saying it's good economics, it's smart politics, though. And so I think that one way or another, the Republicans are going to be forced to go along with some sort of debt ceiling increase. Now, the question is, what kind of cuts and expenditures can they negotiate to get that, and will they have to go along with any tax increases? But I don't think any of us who are not privy to the conversations up there really know the answers to those questions.
Talk host Mitch Henk with Bill Wilson from Americans for Limited Government. They talk about the president's decision to get involved in the debt talks directly.
President Obama has moved in now to negotiate with the Republican leaders on this budget crisis. I guess Joe Biden, who was supposed to be handling it, Bill Wilson, wasn't quite serving the president as the president would want. Is that what we're supposed to discern from that move?
No, I think that it has reached a point where it was time for the president to get involved, Mitch. You know, this is as high stakes as it gets for all Americans and the economy. And for Obama to have been on the sidelines any longer would really have, it would have been wrong. He needed to get into this.
Well, the spokesman, Mr. Carney, is using the millionaires and billionaires line, tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires. You know what? Would it be shrewd if the Republicans just called their bumpers, okay, fine, we'll start the cutoff at $1 million. If you have a taxable income of $1 million, adjusted gross, then we'll go ahead and agree to a tax increase. But that would take in so few people.
Right.
But, I mean, it's more than just millionaires and billionaires. But you know, wouldn't the Republicans be wise to say, okay, fine, we'll start at $1 million. We'll only for the millionaires, though. We'll start there, and we'll go from 35 to 39.6. We'll go back to the Clinton rates, but we'll start at $1 million.
They could do that, and they may yet as they get closer in. That $1 million number is something that Senator Durbin, Democrat senator from Illinois, has raised before. So it wouldn't be out of the box to do that. But again, what we're
because
talking
it would
about
bring you so little money.
Yeah.
And then the Republicans could say, well, we went ahead and agreed on the millionaires, but not below a million.
Right.
Well, then, you know, then what the Democrats, well, no, we need more than that. We need more than just the millionaires and billionaires, because the talking point is millionaires and billionaires.
Right. And, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is that we're looking down the barrel. Just don't worry about the debt, the existing debt. Just look at the deficits we're going to run for the next 10 years. And those deficits are somewhere in the vicinity of $9 to $10 trillion if we stay where we're going right now.
Coming up, we'll change gears to focus on the outrage many have for the TSA. Let's get to it in a moment here on the countdown.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times the profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at HardShoes.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.HardShoes.com. www.HardShoes.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. And the issues of the day, and that includes the TSA, host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy talk to Fox News analyst Todd Starnes, who says the TSA continues to say that they did nothing wrong. It was a matter of national security to search this terminally ill 95-year-old woman's adult diaper.
Oh, that crazy TSA. Certainly they were aware that this individual was a woman. Maybe they weren't aware that she was 95, but certainly they had to know that she was elderly. And they must have known that she was a mother and at the very least a grandmother. And how in the world did they not know that she was ill and cancer stricken? Obviously, you know where I stand on this story. What's the latest?
Charlie, the TSA is coming out, and they're playing hardball here. They're saying that their agents did absolutely nothing wrong. They followed proper protocol and procedure. They said they had to search this 95-year-old terminally ill woman's diaper because it was a matter of national security. And, Charlie, they also tell me they did not force the woman to remove the diaper. Now, they're parsing their words here because what they did tell the woman was this, that you have a choice. You can either take off the diaper or you can't get on the airplane.
Todd, this happened June 18th. Why are we just now hearing about it?
Security, the woman's daughter, who lives in Florida, in Destin, Florida, wrote a letter to the – first of all, she filed a complaint with the TSA, and then she wrote a letter to the editor warning residents about what would happen to them at the airport. And then I think the local newspaper did a story, and it just sort of snowballed from there. So I talked to the TSA. I also talked to the woman's daughter yesterday. And guys – she was just humiliated. I mean, I literally put down my phone after the interview and just had to sit back at my desk and just sort of take in what I just heard, because you just can't imagine that something like this is happening in America.
But I can, and I know that goes totally against where you're going to come from on this, but I can. Look, I don't – it does – here's my argument, and I brought this up earlier when I was talking to Charity. The odds of a 95-year-old grandmother who has cancer, first of all, I don't think the TSA is aware of all of that information when they pull her over and they take her into the private room for screening. That being said, the chances of her being a terrorist are about 1 in 900 million,000, if that's even a number. But how many times have we had people on any given day in any given week fly two planes into the World Trade Center? It's only happened once in history.
Charlie,
so, you know, whatever is the way I look at it.
And Charlie, I don't mean to be funny here at all, but, you know, people are calling, you know, airport security a farce and a parody. If you remember that old airplane movie where they were strip searching Granny,
sure, yeah,
and the terrorists walking by, Charlie, that's what's happening in reality now, because we know that terrorists have been able to get on planes.
Here's host John Caldera talking to a caller about the TSA.
Lisa, good morning.
So I wanted to call about how sensitive and wonderful the TSA is not. I was coming out. Yeah, I was coming out of Norfolk, Virginia, coming home to Denver after seeing my sister in Virginia Beach for a week. And I was in line, got pulled out for a pat-down, was reaching to get my bag after I got done, and they said, oh, we need to check your bag. And I said, okay, great. So same thing. They walked me over to the side, still in front of everybody, but kind of off to the side with a table. And a male TSA officer opened my bag, turned it over, and literally started shaking it and dumped it out. So my first reaction is, oh, my God, everyone's going to see my underwear. So I jump forward to try and catch everything that's falling off the table.
And you got the same treatment that I got, I have a feeling.
Uh-huh. Step back, step back. And
ma'am,
then another...
step back. This is a secure area. You don't seem to understand we're dealing with high explosives your underwear.
Absolutely.
Now, mind you, I do carry some high explosives in my underwear, but I'm not going there right now.
Right. So then, as I was trying to reach forward to grab my stuff, another TSA officer came from behind and said, you need to back up right now. And I said, okay, I'm sorry. I just don't want everything to fall out everywhere where everyone can see it. And I also told him I have breakable stuff in there. I have souvenirs I was bringing home for my husband and friends. So same thing, step back, step back. And then he proceeded to literally go through my bag and touch every piece of clothing and throw it to the side. Every piece.
Which, by the way, can skeeve out a woman when some guy is going through her underwear.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, look at this. Hey, look at this one!
Yeah, basically, one going through my bag and then another guy standing behind me. So when they got done, I said, finally asked, okay, can I at least touch my bag now? And they said, yes. So I'm literally picking stuff up off the ground and the table, trying to get it packed into my bag. And then they tried to, like, pull me over to the side because I had a bottle of hot sauce that was over 3 ounces of liquid. So I asked them if I could dump out an ounce and still take it, and they said no.
Yeah.
And I said, fine, keep it.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show acknowledging Jeff Hudick, who is a listener on WHBY in Appleton, Wisconsin. Good stuff, Jeff. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.